Bonjour mes amis, welcome to module 1. If you've ever tried to tell a French person a story about what happened to you over the weekend, you've probably hit the famous brick wall, the past tenses. Do I use the passé composé? Do I use the imparfait? Do I just panic, use the present tense, and wave my hands a lot? Today, we are mastering the art of telling a story in the past. By the end of this video, you'll be weaving these two tenses together like a French poet, or at least like someone who knows exactly what they are doing. Let's do a lightning fast recap on how we build these. First, the passé composé. As the name suggests, it is composed of two parts. You take your auxiliary verb, usually avoir, but sometimes être, if it's a verb of motion or a reflexive verb, and you slap on the past participle. J'ai mangé, I ate, je suis allé, I went. Boom, done, moving on. Now, the imparfait. To build this beauty, you take the new form of the verb in the present tense. You ruthlessly chop off the ONS and you add your imparfait endings. AIS, AIS, AIT, IONS, IEZ, AIENT. So, nous parlons becomes je parlais. It sounds smooth. It sounds continuous. And honestly, it's one of the easiest conjugations in French. Don't let it intimidate you. Okay, here's the golden rule. How do we use them? Think of the passé composé as an action movie. It drives the plot forward. You use it for specific, completed actions. I woke up. I drank my coffee. I saved the world. It's a sequence of events. If your sentence answers the question, what happened next, you need the passé composé. It is the tense of interruption and sudden changes. On the other hand, the imparfait is a painting. It sets the scene. It doesn't drive the plot. It gives you the background. What was the weather like? How were you feeling? What were you in the process of doing? We use it for ongoing actions, like I was walking, or habits, like I used to walk every Sunday. If your sentence answers the question, what was going on at the time, you are in imparfait territory, my friends. Let's see them fighting it out in the same sentence. Look at this classic example. Je prenais ma douche. I was taking my shower. This is the background. It's a continuous action. We are setting a very clean scene using the imparfait. Quand le téléphone a sonné. When the phone rang. Boom. Passé composé. It's a sudden, completed action that interrupted my peaceful, ongoing shower. Background meets action. Let's look at habits. D'habitude, je mangeais à midi. Usually, I used to eat at noon. Imparfait, because it was a repeated habit in the past. Mais hier, j'ai mangé à 14h. But yesterday, I ate at 2 p.m. Passé composé. Why? Because yesterday isolates the event. It broke the habit. It's a specific, one-time completed action. You see, the logic is actually quiet, beautiful. Now, for a quick pro tip to save your life in conversation. When you are talking about the past, verbs describing a state of mind like wanting, knowing, or thinking are almost always in the imparfait. The same goes for the verb être, to be, when describing how things were. Il faisait beau et j'étais fatigué. The weather was nice and I was tired. You are describing a state, not an action, unless you suddenly become tired. Keep être in the imparfait. Et voilà. You know now the difference between the painting and the action movie. The imparfait sets the stage and the passé composé brings the drama. You're officially ready to gossip in French, but theory is nothing without practice. In our next video, we're going to look at 20 practical sentences using these two tenses together. Get your vocal cords ready, because you will be repeating after me. A tout de suite. See you in video 2.